everyone, I am super excited about today's topic. So today we're going to be talking about how I made my first million in real estate. The year was 2021. Now, 90% of millionaires in this country are made through owning real estate. So there's nothing special or complex about what I did, but I want to deep dive into the breakdown of the actual numbers so you know how I did it. And then we're going to talk about the strategies that I used and insights, finally, insights about how you can do the same thing in the current economic cycle since we are in a completely different part of the cycle. Okay, so let's get started. Welcome to Generational Wealth MD's podcast on financial freedom through investing in real estate. My name is Param Baladandapani. I'm a mom, radiologist, real estate investor, and mentor to others looking to start or scale their real estate portfolios. Thank you for being here today. The goal of this podcast is to provide you with inspiration, strategies, and insight so that you can stop trading your time for money and live life on your terms. If you love the episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Now, let's start off with the numbers, right? So 2021, this is what my portfolio looked like. It's what I call a small and mighty portfolio. So you don't need to have 200 doors to get to financial freedom. I had about 8 single family homes that I'd acquired over time. The first one in 2014, then 2018, and then the rest I'd acquired in 2020 and 2021. That was during the pandemic, right? One of which was a short-term rental. And if you look at the actual numbers, $100,000 of that $1 million came from cash flow. So again, mostly long-term rental, single short-term rental in there. $100,000 of that $1 million was from tax refunds, right? So this is post-tax dollars that got returned to me because I was tapping into advanced tax strategies. $50,000 of that was from debt paid out. Now, I talk about this all the time. There are so many ways that you make money in real estate. So you have to take a look at all of those things. So every time you're tenant keeps paying down the mortgage, they're contributing to the principal portion. And so you're building up equity. And so that was the debt pay down portion. So 50,000 of the $1 million was from debt pay down that was happening in all of those properties. So right, so this happens, you don't have to have a short-term rental. You don't have to do the BRRRR strategy. This happens consistently over time, just because your tenants are paying down your mortgage. And the bulk of the $1 million, $750,000, was from appreciation. Right, from appreciation of those properties. Now, the majority of that, about 500,000, was from market appreciation. So even if I hadn't tapped into any, you know, accelerating strategies, that would have happened. I just want to highlight that. But about $250,000 of the appreciation was from forced appreciation, where I went in, I did rehabs without a general contractor, and I increased the value of the properties without waiting for market prices to increase, right? So that's forced appreciation. So there you have it, the $1 million, 100,000 from cash flow, 100,000 from tax refunds, because I was tapping into advanced tax strategies, 50,000 from debt pay down, and $750,000 from appreciation in value of the property. So equity had built up in that property. So that's my first million. Now let's deep dive into the strategy part, right? So what's the takeaway over here? I want the takeaway to be, so I was at a conference last month, last week, and one of the speakers, Pace Morby, talked about your strategy in real estate should be being a cockroach, because you're tenacious, so you could burn down the house, the cockroaches still survive. And you know, as I was thinking about how I'm going to convey the strategy to you, what came to me was you need to be a selectively deaf tortoise. Okay, so hear me out. Why? As to why I say that, the reason is because all you need to have is a slow and steady, disciplined acquisition strategy, right? That's it. You need to lean into the numbers. And once you've identified the right properties, you have your buy box and you go and start acquiring them. It's just slow and steady, disciplined acquisition over time. That's it. This portfolio was nothing crazy. I was spending probably 15 minutes a month on this portfolio over time. But the bulk of that $1 million came from that slow and steady approach. Now, there's a second part of the strategy, which is, okay, let's accelerate this, right? Let's invest in short-term rentals, you know, optimize leverage. Let's do the rehabs, get the BRRRR strategy done. So I'm forcing appreciation. And for all of these things, if I'm tapping into those tax strategies, I need to be, I need to spend time on these properties, so I need to hit material participation. So it becomes time intensive, and short-term rentals and rehabs, they are slightly riskier because there are more variables in it, and you need to make sure you understand that. So on the risk return and the reward return spectrum, the returns are higher, but you are spending more time on them. They are riskier. But if you remember that breakdown, you'll realize that the bulk of that $1 million was made from that slow and steady, disciplined acquisition, which can happen with, the buy and hold single family home. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. If you want to accelerate it, you can use short-term rentals, tax strategies, rehabs. All of those things do consume more time. They're riskier, but they do increase your returns. But which is why I said I want you to be a selectively deft tortoise. And what am I mean by selectively deft? I know a lot of you are thinking, as you're listening to this, you're saying, "Oh, Param, but you acquired it in 2020 and 2021, and the market went up. And, I don't know if I can do this now." But what I want you to remember is that in that moment, right? That's what everyone forgets, right? In that moment, in 2020, as I was beginning to acquire properties, right? If you remember, if you go back and remember, everybody said, "Don't buy properties," because prices had shot up suddenly. The pandemic, transaction volumes were low. There were multiple bids, right? It was a seller's market suddenly, and everyone was waiting for the second wave, right? So everyone said, "Don't buy," because prices had already shot up like crazy. The first property I bought in 2020, it was $350,000 4 months earlier, and suddenly it shot up to $400,000. And I paid all cash for that because that was the only way. I paid asking price and I paid all cash because it was the only way for me to go in and acquire something in that market, right? And so, again, if I had listened to what everyone on the sidelines was doing, now, savvy real estate investors who knew their numbers, who had been investing for a while, they had a strategy, they had their criteria, and they knew how to go and acquire, right? They did not stop. But it was everybody on the sidelines who was saying, "Don't buy. This doesn't make sense." And so that's why I say I want you to be a selectively deaf tortoise, because you want to tune out the naysayers who aren't, you want to tune out the people who aren't sophisticated investors, right? That's it. Because they don't have the experience, and they that they're not speaking from experiences. They are speaking from an emotionally charged place, right? And so that's the first thing to remember. Now, I say selectively deaf because you do have to listen to sophisticated investors. You want to take their advice. You want to see what they're doing. That's important, right? But the key takeaway over here is you don't have to invest in a downturn. You don't have to wait for a downturn. You don't have to time the market. You don't have to buy the dips. It's always going to be slow and steady. Your dollar cost average, it's almost like a dollar cost averaging, right? Slow and steady acquisition, as long as the numbers make sense. So you really need to know your numbers. For those of you who haven't used any of our free calculators, we have, if you go to generationalwealthmd.com under the resources section, there are free calculators for long-term and short-term rentals. Now, the reason is because in downturns, right, in periods where market prices drop, even in those times, rents stay steady. They keep chugging along. They can plateau. They can drop a little bit. That's what we're seeing in some markets. But they just drop minimally, and then they start growing right back up because they are correlated to inflation, right? And so, as long as you can hold a property, as long as you can hold a property, you know your numbers, your property's cash flowing, right? And you've stress tested it. As long as you can hold a good property becomes great over time, and a bad property becomes good, right? So important things to know: stick to your criteria, know to build your buy box, build your teams, right? Build your team. So end of the day, you're leveraging other people and you're using momentum to scale rapidly. And so that's what I did. The first property is always the hardest. The first million is always the hardest. But as you're doing this, right? As you're doing this, everything starts getting simplified, right? And so acquisition for me at that point for a say a long-term rental in the market that I'd been investing in because I had teams, took me from the point where the property was brought to me by my agent, by investor agent, and I stopped looking at the MLS. I would just tell them to bring the right property to me because they knew my buy box. From that point to when I had a notary come, because these were all out-of-state properties, a notary come and I signed the documents over there in their presence. It was 1 hour for acquisition. That's it. And my property managers would rent the property out. So again, build your systems. You will always have to start before you're ready, but that's all there is to it, right? This is not super complex. This is simple. And it's just a slow and steady acquisition model.
If you're ready to make 2024 your breakthrough year, I welcome you to join us at the free virtual Physician Freedom Summit in March. The mission of this summit is to help more physicians become financially free and live life and practice medicine on their terms. We have an amazing lineup of more than 12 physician speakers and thought leaders with collective communities of over 100,000 physicians and over 1 billion in assets under management. Some of these speakers experienced burnout in their own lives and are now national experts on burnout intervention. Some of our speakers are 7- and 8-figure physician entrepreneurs who are changing the way medicine is being practiced. Many of them are physicians who achieved financial freedom in their 30s and 40s, and they are now helping other physicians do the same. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Param Baladandapani. I'm a radiologist, a mom, a real estate investor, coach, CEO of GW Capital with over 200 million in assets under management, and I'm also founder of Generational Wealth MD, a growing community of over 10,000 physicians who are looking to accelerate their financial freedom through real estate. But just like you, for over a decade, I was trudging along the traditional W-2 path, overworked, struggling to balance work and life. A rough career transition in 2019 showed me how my income from medicine wasn't as secure as I thought it was. The pandemic highlighted my lack of autonomy as a physician, and I knew that I had to build a passive income floor that would give me the security to pursue my passion and practice medicine on my terms. Within the next 12 months, by the age of 41, I had grown a multi-million dollar real estate portfolio with 6 figures in cash flow that helped me cut down to a day a week in medicine so I could spend more time with my then 2- and 5-year-olds. Looking back, I didn't do it all by myself. Many of these speakers shaped my journey. They were mentors and friends, and I'm hoping that through the summit, they will inspire and motivate you to grow your passive and passion income so you can practice medicine on your terms. You can register for free today at generationalwealthmd.com/summit. This is going to be epic, and I can't wait to see all of you in March. Right now, the next thing is always going to be, oh, Param, okay, I get it, but does that work in today's environment, right? We're in a totally different part of the market cycle, right? We are probably, as far as cycles are concerned, we were in expansion and hypersupply, right? The top of the market in 2020 and 2021. And now we're likely in recession, moving into recovery over time. So does this work right now? And so if you're someone who's waiting on the sidelines to buy the dips, not what I usually recommend, but if you are, then this is the time to be buying, right? This is the time to be buying. But then the next question is, from interest rates are super high, and there are multiple, especially in the single family space, guys, and I'm hearing this every day from our members, multiple offers, right? So how are you supposed to make the numbers work? How are you supposed to buy a property that's still cash flow positive? Again, it boils down to the three things I always talk about. You're changing how you buy. So you may need to change your criteria. You may need to change your terms. That's one way to do it. You may need to change your strategy. So you may have to find hidden value. You may need to do a little bit of rehab. You may be doing midterm rentals, you know, or any way to increase your cash flow, right? Tapping into tax strategy. So you may have to change your strategy. You know, as far as buying, you may also consider changing your market or submarket because that may give you more options and have a larger deal funnel. So network and have more people in your community so that you can maybe even source some off-market deals, right? So change your buying criteria, change your strategy, and if required, change the kind of debt you're acquiring. Sometimes members are putting in a higher down payment to make sure the property is now cash flow positive, right? Sometimes they're doing seller financing. Members within the coaching program, a lot of them are now doing subject to loans where they're assuming the loan of the seller so they get a lower interest rate. Now suddenly the numbers are making sense, right? So that's what you need to do. You need to either change how you buy, you need to change your strategy, or you need to change your debt terms, right? That's what you're looking to do. But if you are thinking about this and you want to learn more, I invite you to join us at the Physician Freedom Summit, which is going to be March 7th to 9th. We'll talk strategy, insights. We have physicians who run 7- and 8-figure businesses, who are investors with over $1 billion in assets under management, who have been doing this across market cycles and who are continuing to do it in 2024. And they'll be talking about the strategies they've used and the strategies they're going to be using.
in order to thrive in 2024. So again, generationalwealthmd.com/summit. That's definitely something I want you to attend. But the struggle is real, guys. I have been in the last month, I've spoken to many physicians who are really feeling burnt out in medicine, want a way out. There are those who are really, it's hard to believe this, but living paycheck to paycheck. And the question always is like, how am I supposed to invest if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, right? So the struggle is real. All of us are looking for that time freedom, and geographic freedom. And the way you get to that point is by buying assets. Assets produce cash flow. They grow in value, especially in high inflationary environments. And cash is not king, right? So remember that you're looking to buy assets. It is simple. It's not always easy. Like I said, the first property is the hardest. The first million is the hardest, and then it gets easier. And it's not easy because of all the limiting beliefs in our mind, the fear of it just being too risky, of not having enough time, right? And sometimes it's our own fears. Sometimes it's the fears that are projected onto us. This is why I urge you to join the Physician Freedom Summit so you can hear stories of what's possible. And we actually have the VIP experience where you get to participate in Q&A sessions with these speakers where, again, I mean, this is just priceless, right? You get to lean into their expertise and see what makes sense for your own situation. So join the Physician Freedom Summit. Day two and day three are all about real estate investing. Again, that's generationalwealthmd.com/summit. And it's an amazing experience for you to see what's possible, set realistic goals for, I'm going to take back the word realistic, right? Really hone in on your why, set goals, and then figure out how you're going to do it, and what steps you need to take to get there. So that's about it, guys. That's my first million in real estate. It isn't super sophisticated, nothing crazy over here. Just like I said, you just want to be the tortoise who's going in and day out. You have a simple strategy. You just keep chugging at it. You have to start before you're ready, and you just have to stay persistent. That's it. Okay. I hope you've been inspired by this episode and are ready to take action. Your feedback means the world to me. If you found value in what you heard, I would greatly appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate the podcast, leave a review, and follow the podcast. And if you really liked the episode, share it with a friend. Your ratings, reviews, follows, and shares not only motivate me, but they also help others discover the show and join the community. So please share your thoughts. Let me know what you liked and even what you'd like to hear more of in the future. I can't wait to hear from you. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes. And until next time, take care.